Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the very last parsha in the Torah, that is Parshas Vezos Habracha, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Now, right before Moshe Rabbeinu died, he blessed all of Klal Yisrael, shevet by shevet. And now the pasuk tells us Vezos Habracha. This is the bracha Asher Berech Moshe Yisrael Kimas Bnei Yisrael. Then Moshe, the man of God, blessed Bnei Yisrael Lifnei Moshe before his death. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, Vezos Habracha Lifnei Moshe Samach Lamisasei right before his death. Shemoy Achshav Emosai, because if he doesn't do it now, when is he going to do it? Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis Vayomar, and he said Hashem Misinai. Hashem came from Sinai, the Zarech Meseir Lamai, and he shone forth to them from Seir. Haifiyah Mehar Paran, he appeared from Har Paran, Va'asam Rivais Kadesh, and he came with the holy Rivais, Miminai, in his right hand, Eish Das Lamai. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem Misinai, Ba, Pasach Tchila B'Shivcha Shalmakim. First, he started with the praise of Hashem, Vachakach Pasach B'Sarchem Shal Yisrael, and then he started talking about the needs of Klal Yisrael, or B'Shelch Shapasach Bayan, even with this praise of Hashem that he started with, Yesh Ba'askar Zchus L'Yisrael, there's already mention of Klal Yisrael's merits, V'chol Zeh Derech Ritzoyhu, and all this is just to bring about the goodwill of Hashem. Kloimar, meaning to say, Kedai Heim they're kedai, they're really fitting, the bracha should be on them. He came from Sinai. What does that mean? He came to greet them, if you will, when they were standing underneath the mountain. Just like a chassan that goes to greet a kala. It says, we learn that Hashem went to greet them. He's shown to them from Seir. He first went to the Bnei Esav, they lived in Seir, so that they should accept the Torah, who they didn't want. He appeared to Klai Yisrael Mehar Paran, from Paran. He went over there to the Bnei Yishmael and asked them to accept the Torah of Leiratzu and didn't want. Vasali Yisrael. So finally he came to Yisrael. And with him were some of the holy Rivavais. V'lei Kulam, not all of them. And V'lei Rubam, not even most of them. V'lei Kederech Basar V'dam. It's not like a person of flesh and blood. Shemayr Kol Kavayt Asher V'sivar Tabim Chupasei. That he tries to show all of his grandeur and his glory on the day of his Chuppah. Hashem only came with some of his Rivavais. Eish Das. Shahayz Eksuva Me'az Lefanav Be'eish Shcher Al Gabe Eish Levana. It was written black fire on white fire. Nasalhem Beluchas Ksav Yad Yaminoi. He gave it to them in the Luchas, which was written with his right hand. Davar Acher Eish Das. What does that mean? Kitarguma Shenusan Alhem Mitoich Eish. He gave it to them through fire. Back to Chomash Pasuk Gimel. Af Chayvev Amim. He also showed love to his people. Kol Kedai Shebiadecha. All his holy ones are in your hands. Vehim Tu Kul Raglecha. And they were brought in at your feet. Yisamidab Risecha. He would carry your words. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Af Chayvev Amim. Gam Chibi Yaseir Chibi Vesashvatim. He also showed this extra measure of love to the Shvatim. Kol Echad Vechad Kari Am. Each Shevet is considered a nation. Shari Binyamin Levadehai Asid Livalid. Only Binyamin really was going to be born. Kesh Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Gai Ukhal Gai Miyami Mecca. Kol Kadosha Biadecha. All his holy ones are in your hands. What does that mean? Nafshis HaTzadikim Genuzas Itoi. All the souls of the Tzadikim are hidden away with Hashem. Kenyan Shem, like it says, Vahoy Nefesh Adaini Tzuru Batsar Hachayim as Hashem Lakecha. Vahim Tukul Raglecha. Vahim Ruuyim Lakach. They're really fitting for this. Shari Tuku Atmam Lusech Tachdesar Laraglecha. Because they were brought in underneath the mountain at your feet. Besinai, that's at Har Sinai. Tuku is Lashain Pualu. They were acted upon. Hitavku Lusech Margolisecha. They were centered at your feet underneath the mountain. Yisa Midabar Isecha. Nasu Alem El Teresecha. They carried on themselves the yoke of your Torah. Midabar Isecha. Let's go towards the end of this Rashi where it says Davar Acher Af Chayviv Amim. A totally different understanding of these psukim. Af Bishas Chibasun Shal Umas. Even when Hashem shows a love towards the other nations, Shaharei Sulehem Panim Sech Kais, he showed them a pleasant countenance. Umasartes Yisrael Biadam. And he gave Kais Yisrael over into the hand of the nations. Kol Kadesha Biadecha. Kol Tzadi came v'toyvehem dav kubacha. All their good people in tzadikim, they really clung to you. V'loy mashu me'acharecha, and they didn't move from behind you. V'atashayim ram, and you guard them. V'heim tukul raglecha. V'heim ismatim umiskansim tachas tzilecha, and they center and they gather themselves under your shade. Yisam midabar secha, mekablim gzer secha v'dasay secha v'simcha. They accept your decrees and laws with simcha. V'elu divrehem, and these are their words. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalid. Torah tzivolanu Moshe. The Torah that Moshe commanded us. Mayrasha kihilas Yaakov. It is the heritage of the congregation of Yaakov. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet says, Torah, Asher Tzivalanu Moshe, the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us, my Rasha he, it is the heritage, L'kihilas Yaakov, Achaznua V'loina Azveno, we held it and we will not abandon it. Back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, Vayhi B'Shurun Melech, and he became king of Yeshurun, V'his Asif Rashi Am, that's when the numbers of the nation gathered, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, the Shvatim of Yisrael in unity. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk, hey, Vayhi HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shurun Melech, Tamid Omachus Aleim, he is the king, B'his Asif B'chalas Asif Rashi Cheshben Asif. When the individuals that are counted in their gathering, Rashi Kumaikisi says, Rash, Ruim Elu Shavarchim, they are really fitting that I should bless them. Davar Ach, another understanding here is Bez Asef, Bez Asfam Yachad, when they gather together, Baguda Achas, with one cohesive unit, Vishalim Beinim, when they have peace among them, Hu Malcolm, then Hashem is their king. Vlek Shesh Machlek is Beinim, not when there's strife and fighting among them. And back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, this is the first bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. Hechi Ruvain Va'al Yamaz, Ruvain should live and not die, Vihim Misav Misbar, and may his children children be in the count? Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk above, Yechi Ruvain ba'olam hazeh, in this world, Val Yamas Olam Haba, he shouldn't die in Olam Haba, Shaloi Zachar Le'maisa Bila, the story of Bila, that he switched the bed, that should not be mentioned for him. V'himasav Misbar, Nimnim B'minyan Shar Echav, he should be counted among all his other brothers. Dugmi Hizai, this is comparable to what we have, Ke'inyan Shenemar, like it says in Bereishis, V'yishkev Ez Bila, and right afterwards the pasuk says, V'yu B'nei Yaakov Shneim Asar, that the children of Yaakov were 12, Shaloi Yatzim in Aminyan, even though he did this sin, even though he did this thing, nonetheless he was still counted as part of the Shvatim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, Vizaj Lihuda, and this is to Yehuda, Vayomar, and he said, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Hashem listen to the voice of Yehuda, Vel Amay Tivienu, and return him to his people, Yodav Rav Lai, let his hands fight his fight, Ve'ezer Mitzarav Tia, and may you be a helper against his enemies. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, Vizaj Lihuda, Samach Yehuda LeRuvain, the reason why Yehuda is right after Ruvain is B'nisha Shneim Haidu Al Kilko Shebiyadam, because both of them admitted to that which they did wrong. Shneimar says in the Pasuk, Asher Chachamim Yagidu, Lohem Levadam, V'loy Avar Zor B'Soicham, V'oid Per Shirab Seinu, and Chazal explained another explanation. Shukal Mem Shana Shah Yisrael Midbar, all 40 years that Yisrael was in the Midbar, Hayu Atzmes Yehuda Mezgalglin Ba'arin Bnei Nino Shekibol Olav, the bones of Yehuda were rolling around in his coffin because of the cherem that he accepted upon himself when Binyamin was going to be brought down to Mitzrayim. Shneimar says, he told his father, V'chatasi La'avi Kol Yomim, I'm going to sin to my father all my days. So he was considered like he was in cherem, and in a way, he wasn't allowed up into the Yeshiva Shalmaila. Amr Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Migarm L'Ruvain Shayayda, who is it that caused Ruvain to admit Yehuda was Yehuda, and because of that tzchus of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, Yehuda was allowed in, and that's why we have Yehuda right after Ruvain. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Hashem listen to the voice of Yehuda. What is this talking about? Tefillah's David. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking that the tefillah of David HaMelech should be answered. Ushleima, the tefillah of Shleima HaMelech, Va'asa B'nei HaKushim, and Asa because of the Kushim, Va'yishafet B'nei HaMainim, and Yishafet because of the HaMainim, V'chizkiv B'nei Sancheirev, Vel Amay Tevyanu, bring him into his people, L'shalim B'nei HaMelchama, for peace because of war, Yadav Rav Lai, Yoriva Rivai, they should fight his fight, V'yinkimu Nikmasai, and they should take vengeance for him, V'ezer Mitzarev Tihye, Al-Yashafat Hispal, specifically over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Yashafat, Al-Machemes Ramez Gilad, because of this war of Ramez Gilad, V'yizak Yashafat, V'Hashem Azari, and Hashem helped him. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this, is Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Kan Ramez Bracha L'Shimon Mitach Brichas of Shel Yehuda, over here there was actually a hint to the Bracha of Shimon within the Bracha of Yehuda, V'avk Shechilko Eretz Yisrael, even when Eretz Yisrael was divided, Natal Shimon Mitach Karel Shel Yehuda, Shimon took from the portion of Yehuda. Shneimar says, Michevil b'nei Yehuda, Nachas b'nei Shimon. And now Rashi addresses, b'nei Malo Yichid le'bracha b'nei Atzmai. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu give a special bracha to Shimon by himself? Why is it that it has to be hidden in the bracha of Yehuda? Shehayu b'li b'olav al mashayu b'shitim. That's because Moshe Rabbeinu still had something against Shevet Shimon because of what he did in Shittim. Kach chasav agadas tehillim. As we had learned in Bamidbar, that when Klal Yisrael started sinning with the daughters of Moav, it was Zimri from Shevet Shimon. He really took the lead. He took the charge in this. And so Moshe Rabbeinu, because of that, didn't give Shimon their own bracha. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Levi's bracha, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.